Welcome to the podcast of Casper Faith Assembly. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
So I have to take just a second and say thank you to Perry, because he did not want me to go today without having fish on my line. So he made me these wonderful, beautiful paper fish that he now calls pine pike, because they're made of pine, and they could be pike, I don't know. But I remember the first time I ever caught a fish. I was about 6 years old, and my friend David invited me to go fishing after Sunday morning service. We went to Shepherd's Lake in Ringwood, New Jersey, about 15 minutes from where I grew up. In part, I say that to you because many of you don't believe that there's lakes or ponds in New Jersey. Well, there are. But although I was 6 years old, there were a few memories that I have from that day. The first, I remember thinking, I can do without seeing the guts of a worm for the rest of my life. Second, I can remember thinking, I can do without touching a live fish for the rest of my life. And three, I can remember, even more than catching my first fish, I remember we had 6 p.m. service that evening at church, and I remember about 5:55 walking down the center aisle, yelling at the top of my lungs to my father, who was sitting on the front row, "Dad, Dad, look, I got a fish!" As I'm holding it on the stringer, walking down the middle of the church. My dad was gracious enough not to squirm in his seat, but he just said, "That's awesome, Todd. Now go take that somewhere else." For anyone who's caught a fish, you know it's always an adventure. Today I want to talk to you about the greatest fishing adventure you could ever have. So I want you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. And as you do that, I just want to take a minute just to say thank you to all of you for your gracious, encouraging, helpful, and support of us as we transition to Lander, both emotionally, physically, spiritually. You have made this transition so much easier. Some of you have helped us. Many of you have helped us through prayer. Some of you have helped us financially. Some of you have helped us borrow equipment to fix up our house. Some of you have helped us fix up our house. And some of you have even helped us take trash to the dump. And so we just want to say thank you. I do have a shameless plug this morning. Tomorrow is the start of moving day week. I don't know what that means, day week. But we are taking our stuff tomorrow, and we're putting it in a trailer. And then Tuesday, we actually get the keys to our new apartment. We're praying it's big enough. We have not seen the inside yet. So if you could pray with us that it's big enough to house our family. They say it's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. I'm just praying that's true. And Angela, even more than I, am praying that that's true. But we just want to say thank you, especially to Pastor Craig and Pastor Josh. They've been so encouraging and supporting. We've had to kind of be flexible with our schedules, and so they've helped us to do that. And I just want to say thank you to Pastor Josh and the worship team for just allowing us to enter into the presence of the Lord this morning. You guys are in good hands, and that makes me feel a little more comfortable, not for me, but for you. But I want to say thank you to, one, for Pastor, for allowing me to preach. And then two, I want to say thank you to Ange, because she helps me organize my thoughts, so hopefully you will get something out of today's message. And I know that you will, because I know that I've prayed and God is here. So let's read Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew fishing with nets, for they were for commercial fishermen. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishermen for the souls of men." At once they left their nets and went along with him. If this is your first time in church or the first time in a long time, I want you to know that this morning's message is a great opportunity for you to find out what it means to be hooked on Jesus. Because the main question that I want to ask all of us today is, how hooked are you? Like Simon, also known as Peter, and Andrew, Jesus says, "Come, follow me," which is the first step to being hooked. I want to talk to two groups of people who have not made a decision to follow Jesus this morning. The first, you're saying, "I'm hooked. I'm not hooked at all on Jesus because, A, my life is a mess right now, and I got so many things that I got to figure out before I come to know Jesus." So here we are, Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee when he sees Peter and Andrew fishing. And since my first catch, since that first experience where I caught that fish, I've spent time deep sea fishing along the Long Island Sound. I've spent time freshwater fishing in lakes and ponds, whether it's in New Jersey or I haven't really fished in Wyoming yet, which some of you will not be very happy with me, but I'm giving you more fish. And I've also king salmon and sockeye fished in Alaska. If there's one thing I know about fishing, it's messy. And as you can tell from my story at the beginning of this message, I don't like to get messy. It gets messy because, one, you have to fix the bait. And whether that's in deep sea fishing, what you do is you kind of cut up some smaller fish and you make chum and you take the boat out and you drag the fish behind you and hopefully all the other fish come behind you, but that hasn't happened to us when I've been fishing on the Sound. Or maybe it's you have to put the worm on the hook. Or maybe it's you have to put another fish on the hook or a salmon egg on the hook. Maybe it's the smell of fish. Or maybe it's the stinky, hot, sweaty person that is sitting next to you in the boat. Or maybe it's having to take the fish off the hook, and maybe that fish is bloody, and I don't know, but I do know that fishing is messy. It's a messy business, but notice Jesus never told Peter and Andrew to go home and take a shower because you smell funny. He didn't tell them to get a change of clothes. He didn't tell them to go fix their hair. He didn't even tell them to wash their hands. Jesus said, "Follow me." And immediately, Peter and Andrew left their nets and followed. Being commercial fishermen, they didn't even worry about their company's investments, including their boat, their nets, their fishing equipment, or anything else. They were hooked. The truth is, no matter how hard you try, you will never be able to clean up the mess of your life. But if you'll hook into Jesus, your mess will become the message that Jesus Christ can use, and you can share that as a life that's been changed. I mean, think about it. Think about Peter. Not only was he messy physically, I'm sure, because he was a fisherman, but his life was a mess. He gets distracted by the wind and the waves, and he's walking out on the water with Jesus. And that's, how hard is it just to watch Jesus and just go to him? But he starts looking around him, and he starts drowning in the water. He adamantly proclaims his allegiance to Jesus, then he goes out and denies him three times. He cuts off the ear of a Roman soldier. This guy is a mess. And yet Jesus says to him, I want you to be one of my closest disciples. That encourages me. Because although I've had times where I've denied Jesus, I have never, ever cut anyone's ear off, and I've never had to walk on water and drowned because I've lost focus on Jesus. And yet, in Matthew chapter 6, 16, verse 18, Jesus looks at Peter and says, "You are Peter, a stone, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell shall not prevail against it." This is the same Peter that when the Holy Spirit baptized him, preached his first message, and 3,000 souls were saved. Now that's a fishing adventure. And that's how God can take a mess and make a message. The second group of people this morning are saying, "I'm not hooked at all because B, there are others, you've, because your life is secure enough. You feel like your life is secure enough." It would have been easy for Peter and Andrew to stick with what was comfortable. But they realized there was no lasting significance in living this life. What do you gain from living this life? What would happen if you were so hooked on Jesus that when he said, "Follow me," without giving you a plan, you actually went? You say, "That's crazy." I say, "That's crazy faith." Peter and Andrew must have had that kind of crazy faith, because they didn't even need a detailed plan of what their life was going to be like when they came to Jesus. They just went with Jesus. This week, as part of General Council, they streamed some of the messages, really all of the messages. And Pastor Mark Batterson gave a great definition of faith. He said this: "Faith is taking the first step before God reveals the second step." Our first step is to follow Jesus. Since Peter and John left their stuff to follow Jesus, they must have realized a boat, nets, and fishing gear really don't matter much. The same is true for us. Money, fame, a nice house, a nice car, really it doesn't mean all that much. But when you hook into Jesus and become a fisher of men, not only will you gain eternity with him, you'll gain the opportunity to invest in the lives of eternity for others, which will be an ongoing and everlasting significance. How hooked are you? If you're here today and you're saying, "I'm not hooked at all," I've been praying for you. And I'm praying that today you take that first step to becoming a fisher of men. I've been praying this would be the day that you get hooked and you start your fishing adventure. For those of us who have decided to follow Jesus, we have another step. It's not enough to be hooked. Jesus went on to say, "I will make you fishers of men." This is where the adventure begins. And yet so many of us as Christians miss out because of the next couple of reasons. A, we're too afraid to tell others. There are some of us as Christians, we go through life saying, I don't talk about my faith. I just live as an example. Here's a question: how do people know the difference between a kind person and a Christ follower? I would suggest it's what we say. Now, I understand that actions speak louder than words, but words help define action. Church, it's not enough to live a good life around others. I know lots of people that are living a good life, and yet they don't know Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 says, "And how can they believe in him if they have not heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? Jesus isn't calling us just to live good lives. It all comes back to the main question: how hooked are you? Because if you're really hooked, Jesus says, I will make you. God's not asking you to become something on your own. He says, I will make you fishers of men. And as we pursue him, he changes us into the person he wants us to be. Following Jesus is not just a one-time event. It's a lifelong adventure that will continue to transform you. And if you've been hooked, then you have a story to share. So share your story. The second reason we as Christ followers miss out on the adventure of bringing other people to Christ is because it's easier to work out our own salvation than it is to secure someone else's. This is a hard one for us as Christians, because working out our salvation is part of following Jesus. I said it earlier, part of following Jesus is allowing him to change and to shape you, just like he did with Peter. The problem is, too often, we as believers are so focused on getting ourselves clean that we forget that God has called us to be fishers of men. It's like we get hooked on Jesus, and then we start swimming in a nice, clean aquarium. We come to church every week. We get fed this wonderful message from God's word. We come to the altar. We ask others to pray for us. We get in our life groups. We build relationships. And then it's Sunday, and we come back to church, and we do it again. And all of these are wonderful parts of following Jesus. But have we forgotten to follow him in making fishers of men? I will make you fishers of men. Church, here's the litmus test. Are you so focused on your own salvation that you've neglected the salvation of those around you? Are you afraid to get messy? When was the last time you shared your message or your testimony with someone that didn't know Christ? When was the last time you dared to get out of your clean aquarium and jump back into the ocean, living life where the messy fish are? Mark 6:17 sums up what it means to be a disciple, because he taught them to be a disciple as he continued to fish for more people. Every follower of Jesus is to continually fish for more people. Lord, help us to not get so comfortable where we are that we forget where we've come from. Someone had to get messy and fish for us. And Jesus mandates that we do the same for others. So the question is, how hooked are you?
You have been listening to the podcast of Casper Faith Assembly in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please email us casperfaith@gmail.com or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation of Casper Faith Assembly, where relationships matter most.